Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak,
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Musaleen. اما بعد اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ
الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول
اللہ وعلى الک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ
وعلى الک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ
الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ
الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ
وعلى الک واصحابک یا نور اللہ MashaAllah. Eid Mubarak to all of our viewers of Madani Channel. It's the first day of Eid here in the UK. And there'll be 3 days of Eid transmission. This is the one UK transmission that we're going to have today, inshallah. And we've got the Mubaliks in the studio with us today. And we're going to talk a little bit about Eid, about how we've celebrated Eid and how we celebrated Eid in the past. And what does the future for Eid hold for us here in the UK? But before we begin, we're going to start with a tilawat of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم.
Views of Mother Channel, we've said it before, we're going to keep on saying it. And today, on the day of Eid, we should make some good intentions, especially as the new Islamic year is about to start. And Muharram is due, inshallah, the first month of the Islamic calendar. And like here in the West, we make New Year resolutions. One of the New Year resolutions that Islamically we should make, and it's, we don't have to wait for the New Year, we can make it today, is to read the Quran on a daily basis. And Amir al-Sunnat in the Madani Namaz Qadi tells us that we should read at least 3 ayats of the Quran with translation and commentary on a daily basis. And someone gives the example once that when water drops on a stone, that if water dropping on the stone eventually makes a hole in the stone. So if water, by just dropping and dropping and drops, can fall on a stone and make a hole in that stone, then if 3 ayats fall on our hearts every day, then inshallah, azawajal, our hearts will open up and we'll see a difference around us. Viewers of Madani Channel, we're here to celebrate Eid today, so it's going to be a relaxed atmosphere, inshallah, azawajal. Hopefully we're not going to be as serious as we normally are. But again, first of all, before we continue, we're now going to listen to a naad in praise of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala muhammadina, salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala تو
تیرا آقا کون نظروں پہ
Again, the purpose of reading and listening naats is to develop a love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your hearts. And this was a beautiful kalam. If only we could sit down with our children and speak the verses and translate the verses to the children, inshaAllah, it would instill a love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hearts. Today is the day of Eid, and before we continue, we're going to give you a small present, a present from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever recites Salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, he shall gain my intercession on the day of judgment. Allah, Allah. And who doesn't want the intercession of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that day? On that day when nobody will be there for you except the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So please make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With us in the studio, we have Harun bhai, Shoaib bhai, and Tawfiq bhai, and we have Harun Junior, I believe. Harun bhai, will introduce him, inshallah. Harun bhai's son is with us, mashallah. It's Eid is for everybody, and everybody celebrates Eid today. And I think it's probably more important that the kids enjoy Eid. You know, it's a day that they need to look forward to, and a day that they appreciate, and you know, they remember. Ji Harun bhai.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Halal bhai, it's a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a day of happiness, and it was the great sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And through the great sacrifices that they gave, Alhamdulillah, they brought happiness to so many people so many years on, Alhamdulillah. And we celebrate their sacrifice. We have a lot to learn, and over the last 10 days, we've tried to kind of put before everybody, the viewers of Madni Channel, the Madni pearls from the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, from the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today it's really being happy and celebrating Alhamdulillah the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the Quran commands us, okay, you know, when you have the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you should be happy and you should rejoice. And we have those blessings in the form of this great day of Eid. And one of the greatest blessings, Alhamdulillah, that we are gifted with is the dawlat, the treasure of Iman. And Alhamdulillah, it's a great blessing. You know, a lot of people around the world, they celebrate special days. But Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, when it comes to the Islamic special days, they really have a very deep-rooted meaning to them at the back as well. And you know, the happiness that it brings. Alhamdulillah, on the day of Eid, Khalid Bhai, you go to the mosque and you go knowing that you're going to meet people who you haven't met for a long time. And we were just discussing how that can be a good thing and a bad thing. And you know how they sometimes on Eid there are two jamaats, and the masajid are full on both. But there's people from the locality, and the Jummah namaz, they don't need a second Jummah. So that causes concern. But alhamdulillah, on the day of Eid, when you meet these people, especially the elders, and what you were saying was kind of the elders, they come so happy when they see you. And my experience was that they really go really out, because when we meet somebody, we'll kind of hug them and say Eid Mubarak and everything else, but the elders are like kissing the youngsters and everything. It's really heartwarming, and seeing that love and affection. And a lot of these new youth, they're not used to that love and affection. And we used to have kind of the old aunties giving you the kisses.
But the other thing that, you know, comes to mind, I mean, maybe I'm being negative here, in the same way that I said it's sad that we don't see the people for 12 months, but when our elders, when you meet them and they're so happy, it also brings alarm bells in my head that aren't people meeting them, aren't people are giving them the time.
Yeah.
So because you've now given the time, you know, they're really appreciating it. And that, you know, if that was happening on a regular basis, then I don't think they would meet it in the same way. So I'm thinking now, is it because that we're not giving them the time?
That excitement that they have there, it's not just because it's Eid.
Yeah.
It's because someone's like,
somebody's given them the time.
Given the time, given the smile, sat down with them.
So although, you know, when we meet them, we get the, you know, we get the hug and they give us a kiss and they do dua for us and beta, you know, Allah Ta'ala Zindagi there and all these sort of duas that they give us. But at the same time, it makes me think that, you know, are they happy because that's just how they are, or are they extra happy because very rarely do they get people coming meeting them?
I think that's the other point.
I hope
point
I'm wrong.
The point you made very beautifully was that it's what you teach your children. You know, the olden days, people used to teach you that. Our parents, when you went somewhere, your dad made sure, Mike Ibn Abdullah said, made sure that, you know, you met the elders. And it wasn't just, you know, if you met them very quickly, you said, come back here.
Yeah. Do it properly.
And we still do that, and we're hoping, inshallah, you know, our kids are going to learn that as well.
Yeah.
So that, you know, when we're older and these guys are, you know, in their youth, then they'll come and meet us properly. Because, you know, at that time, Khaled, these people, what they need more than everything else, a lot of youngsters and a lot of children think that, oh, we'll provide all these facilities. They don't need your facilities. They need your love. You know, and it's time of Eid, yeah. And, you know, sometimes what I see, unfortunately, is that, you know, when people get older, they will make little mistakes. So they'll say things that you don't like. But this is where it's important that instead of rebuking them, you just give them more love and affection.
Yeah.
And that's important. And a lot of youngsters, they don't understand that these days. And, you know, our elders, I remember that our elders, even if their parents said something wrong, they said, so what? It's my father. He can say what he wants. And I can't respond. And that was kind of almost an inbuilt system, though. But, you know, and nobody responded, you know.
Well, Harun Bhai, the positive side of the environment around us, there are people out there, there's culture out there, that straight after Eid, in fact, after the Eid, you know, khutbah, and, or the final dua, they will stay in the masjid for good 10, 20 minutes.
Yes.
And they will meet people.
Well, that's happened today.
And there are certain people who do it regularly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they won't go out, they won't look at the exit, they'll just stay there. They'll just hug people.
They might come outside. There's a huge rush. They might come outside, and outside they'll wait for people.
And then not just that, after that, everyone has their own circle. So some people have their family circle, friend circle, then the close relative circles. So what people do on Eid, people give time slots to different people. For example, maybe straight after Eid prayer, for good 2 hours, they'll give like a community slot. A good 10-15 different like wider community people, they'll get together, bigger family, they'll go one house, they'll go to next house and spend a good 15-20 minutes maximum, they'll move on. Up to Zohar prayer they do that. After Zohar, most people they tend to go to their immediate family. Yeah, you know, your in-laws, your aunties, your sisters, you spend time with them. And then in the evening you spend a bit of time with your friend circle. So it's nice to see that as well.
Are we in the friend circle?
Yeah, we are in a way.
Tell me this though. There's something I noticed, and I want you to kind of confirm if I'm right or wrong. One thing I've noticed, if you go to, say, you know, weddings or some other events, people are very arrogant and they don't want to, they won't go out of their way to go and greet other people. So they'll stand there and they think, he'll come to me. But one thing I find is on Eid day, that doesn't happen. I think people just, what I've been seeing and I've been noticing, I've been watching it, is no matter who it is, people will go out looking for other people to go and, you know, meet them, yeah? And it's that euphoria, that happiness.
What I like is that you can be, you know, when the subs have been made and everyone's moving forward, So you might go into the masjid with your family in a row, but as the safs have been made, you're all moving forward. And so all the family gets separated. So when you're reading the namaz, you could be next to someone that you've never met before at all.
Yeah?
But what amazes me, as soon as the end of the dua and everybody stands up, the person to your right and your left, you might never have met them before, you might never know them before, you can go to a masjid that you've never been before, they'll give you a hug as well.
Allah.
And that is the ummah of the Prophet.
I had the beautiful experience of that. I was on the Smalley, I was at Masjid Nabawi Sharif. And you don't know anybody there that much. And as soon as we finished, everybody's getting up and hugging people, yeah, and everybody else. And it was just one of those, you know, after Salah, it was just amazing.
Well, that is the love that of the Ummah, and I hope we can preserve that. And I hope that our youngsters...
Our youngsters pick up on that.
And watch what your dad does, yeah, and copy him. Yeah, he does good things, Alhamdulillah, don't worry.
But yes, copy the good things, yeah.
Don't tell us the bad things.
Allah.
But it's true though, isn't it? The kids will copy us. And not only copy us in the masjid, but copy us when we come home, how we treat our family. Like you said, this habit that you have of going visiting your outer circle, then your inner circle, then your friends. Again, your children pick up on that. And so how we celebrate Eid today, you know, if we, whatever we do today will happen tomorrow ultimately. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are seeing a breakdown in the Eid not being what it used to be, that it has become a bit more commercialized, it has become a bit more, you know, that gifts and presents, which is a good thing in a sense, and I think the essence is still there. I mean, people have this concern that, you know, with the festivals that happen in this country, how they have gone away from the religion. We need to make sure that, as parents especially, we need to make sure that our children realize the importance of Eid. Yeah?
I think the essence of it is, though, you know, these days, Khalid Bey, you know, as we were growing up, your relatives you knew very well, you visited them regularly, and these days that doesn't happen, it's a fast life. So we're on these occasions of Eid, you need to make sure that your children meet the relatives, they know who they are, they honour and respect them, and it's a good experience for them. Because, you know, to be honest, sometimes it worries me that when our generation has gone, then the next generation may struggle because they won't have that relationship with their elders, and, you know, they won't know their aunts, uncles, relatives and everybody else, and so the relationship is breaking down. And now there's two dangers in that. One is obviously relationships breaking down, but the second more important is this: if you don't have a good relationship with the elders, then they may not get the knowledge and the important, you know, stuff that's passed down through generations. You know, a lot of the stuff that, you know, the Buzurg write that I learned the respect and the honor and the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam from my elders.
Without a doubt.
And that's where you learn these things from. But if there's no relationship between the young and the old, there's a break in communication. And that, long-term, for society, Islamic society generally, is quite a danger.
I think to counter that, we need to focus on
those people in the community who are probably normally they're left alone, even during the Eid as well. Now, they're not, you don't really get to see them, you don't meet them, you don't visit them, you don't even get them phone calls. I think, you know, as per family, you know, if we can select at least few people during each Eid and we try to pay a visit. Now go give them salam, give them a phone call. Sometimes, you know, giving them a phone call is a big thing as well. Now I've seen it pass from my own personal experience. You know, I've rang someone just to find out. I haven't seen this brother for a while, and I said, "Assalamu alaikum, how are you doing, brother? You okay?" And he started crying on the phone. He literally started crying. And what I got the message from there was that he was crying because, you know, he was just with, out of happiness that at least someone's called me just to ask me how are you. There are people out there.
Especially the feedback, what alhamdulillah you had today was the new Muslim gathering.
Alhamdulillah.
And again, that was an opportunity for new Muslims to gather together. And I think more importantly within that community, that some new Muslims say harun by that. You know, during the Eid celebration, everybody gives each other a hug, gives everybody Eid Mubarak, and then everyone disappears and they're left alone in the mosque on their own.
You know, during Eid, normally, we struggle to visit our neighbors or some Muslims who are a few streets away. This Eid retreat or Eid event that we've had, especially designed for the new Muslim community, or those who are single, they don't have bigger family, for them, you know, these brothers came to our new Muslim center. And the beautiful thing that, you know, really struck me was,
that there were people from Sheffield, which is about 1.5 hours away, you know, from that place. And there's a person who came from Stoke-on-Trent, from we had someone from Oldham. These people came to stay over as well. Now, one brother came 2 nights before.
Allah.
And one brother, whilst I'm here, he's still at the center. No, he was there last night, he's still there this night as well. He's so attached. And one feedback that I've got of today's event, it was fantastic. You know, these brothers were really moved.
SubhanAllah.
They enjoyed it. You know, they enjoyed it. Why did they enjoy it? They felt there was a family today.
Yeah.
They were so happy, they were so moved, excited. That, you know, and one of them said, this Eid was way better than the previous one. And what was the difference? There wasn't something that, you know, we had a very intense schedule or, you know, speeches or lectures. It wasn't like that. It's very relaxed. Now we opened it up for them. We said, those brothers who want to come, they're more than welcome to join us one night before. Spend the night there, you know, sleep over in the morning, you know, do a shower, change your clothes, pray Eid namaz. After Eid, we'll be together. You know, we'll spend the day together. After Zuhr prayer, we'll have a big Eid meal. And this was what was announced, and it was amazing the response that we've got. And again, the people who turned up, you know, I can look at one by one, those people who turned up, these were those people who were alone. They didn't have family to share their love and happiness of Eid. They didn't have any local community to hang around with. If these people were in the local community where there is a Muslim, you know, majority, even then, these people, they struggle to mix in with the wider Muslim community.
I think also,
you know, sometimes, you know, and one of them just said it to me as well, you know, say, if I was there in my local, he said to me about last Eid, he said, when I was in last Eid, when I was local in my city, there were certain Muslims, I'm aware of, they know me really well. And I'm just surprised that, how come they didn't call me last time?
But this is the thing, you know, in the olden days, Khalifa, you remember, if in your locality you had a new Muslim, everybody used to make the extra effort, especially I remember sending food on Eid day and going around to see them, and, you know, they used to make sure that they went down and encourage them and everything else. I think we should, if anybody, you know, is watching and they have somebody who's reverted to Islam, new Muslims in their area, make that extra effort with them. Take them, you know, some food and go and see them and see how they're getting on, and, you know, spend a little bit of time with them. You know, I'm not asking you to spend a day with them, but half an hour.
Well, today's event that took place, you know, like Eid meal with the new Muslims, this was actually a demand from them from the previous events that we did. They were saying, you know, rather than having an Eid meal after 4 or 5 days after Eid, these people feel lonely, or the most loneliest they feel is on the Eid day.
Because remember last time you did it after Eid, didn't you?
We did it after Eid.
We did it after Eid, and they actually said that, you know, that you saw, it's good that you've done it, but it would have been better if we'd had it on Eid.
On the day. So alhamdulillah, this time it was a trial. The difficult part for us was that, you know, our own responsible brothers, on the Eid day, they're all occupied with their family, friends, relatives, and it's not easy. No. So for us, it was like a test. You know, is it going to work out? What if the food's not ready? And there's loads of, you know, the fundamental part of the management, some responsibility is something that actually makes you achieve things in life. If someone doesn't have a sense of responsibility, whatever it is, if it's a responsibility in a particular organization, in the work of deen, you need to have that feeling inside you. Now, that is the inner drive. That won't, you know, if you have the inner drive, the sense of responsibility, then you won't look at time. I'm going to give 10 minutes only. Or I'm only here for half an hour, so I'm here for half an hour, I'm going after this.
And the only reason
that you're here to achieve big goals, and you want to do something in life. And, you know, that's the beautiful
man. If you want a true
protect
glimpse,
him as well, you know, keep him healthy, inshallah.
In the environment of Dawat Islami, where it teaches you to give up the things which mean a lot to you for the work of the deen of Rasulullah.
Khalid bhai, you know, normally Eid vibe is still in us for a good 4 or 5 days. Yeah, so it's only the first day that's gone past. Even now, you know, if we look at our own family members, relatives, your own circle, if there are people, you know, who you should have met, you should have phoned, but you haven't, you still have time.
Allah.
Yeah, you still have time tomorrow, maybe dedicate the full day tomorrow for that activity.
So, Fipa, you've been talking about new Muslim gathering today. With regards to the new Muslim majlis here in the UK, what is actually happening here, and what are the future plans for that section of our work?
Alhamdulillah, the new Muslim help is one of the departments of Dawat Islami.
And in UK, not just in UK, in other parts of the world, this department, you know, is functioning. But in UK, we are very fortunate that just before Ramadan, we opened a new Muslim center.
Achoo,
and a new Muslim center, which is currently based in Rochdale, right next to Faizani Medina in Rochdale. And
completely separate building.
It's a separate building. We have classroom, we have kitchen facility, we have a library there, we have our head office for the new Muslim Health. We also have accommodation facility available there.
See, this is the beauty of Dawat Islami. You will remember, Khaled, like a few years ago, this was an area which Nigrani Shura, Haji Imran, the head of Dawat Islami, identified as well when they came here to the UK. And a lot of brothers said, look, there's a problem where people are reverting to Islam, but they're not getting that support. And alhamdulillah, because of the beautiful network of Dawat Islami, within the short space of time of a few years now, we've got these centres, and brothers are working hard to give that support to people. Because what you had is people reverting to Islam and then being left. You know, everybody's initially, the initial meeting, everybody's happy, they go and hug them and get everything else, and he goes back home.
Next case.
And he doesn't know what. And you know, I referred a few people on to Tawheed Bay, where they'd come to the masjid and said, look, we reverted to Islam and people were happy, but then after that, nobody's ever turned back and looked at us. And alhamdulillah, now Dawat Islami is filling that gap and saying, look, if you want to learn the deen, then come to us. And alhamdulillah, that's beautiful, because some brothers you had who had reverted and been Muslims for years, and that they couldn't read Arabic, they couldn't do anything.
You know, we talk about Eid, it is sometimes for a new Muslim, he's embraced Islam, and maybe after 3-4 years, he will find out, oh, there's something called Eid.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go in the morning to the masjid to pray Eid namaz. They don't want to find out, because, you know, we don't tell them. We just leave it to them. And I think, you know, it's time that as Muslims, you know, we do come out from our comfort zone and reach out to these people. These people need love, they need your support, they need you to come and help them. You know, inshallah, Dawat Islam is here to give the education side, but the moral side, the social side, people from the local area need to play a role.
But you know what's important now, that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you've set up this system, Dawat Islami has this beautiful network. If anybody has concerns, say that they know somebody local who needs the help and support, then contact the Islamic Brothers and they will refer you back to, you know, brothers like yourself who are helping them and have got these classes and got everything else, so that the message can get out to the maximum amount of people.
Alhamdulillah, you know, I can say to you with niyat of thanking Allah Almighty for this blessing, that this department is growing so fast that on a regular basis we're getting new contacts.
MashaAllah.
Now people are reaching out to us. You know, people from not just, you know, where we have majority Muslims, not from them, these regions, but all the way from Scotland to South Tennessee, Portsmouth. You know, people you don't even think, you know, even from those areas, people are reaching out to us. They're contacting us. But what we are struggling with is a local support network, where we have Dawat Islami Brothers there, where we have those Ashikan e Rasool, those lovers of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who could play a role. They need to still stay in contact. You know, the difficult part is that, say, Brother Haroon, he meets a new Muslim brother. So what he'll do, you know, he'll be active. You know, as soon as he meets him, he'll say, oh, I need to pass his number to our new Muslim department. He'll pass the number on, he'll talk to the responsible person as well, and that's it, my job is done. It's not like that. It's not going to work like this. Yeah, you as a local person, you still have to stay in contact. Yeah, you still have to stay in contact, even if that person has moved to the new Muslim center and is learning. You still have to stay in contact, even for years. In fact, like a long-term thing.
You
have to become a local mentor.
Become selfish, Tawheed Bay, because everything he learns, say he doesn't pray Salah, for example, because nobody's ever taught him, and he comes to the new Muslim center and I bring him, let's say, if he learns the Salah because of my efforts, I will be rewarded for all his life that he carries on praying. Or say you teach him the glorious Quran, he for the entire life that he recites it, you will be rewarded. So the brother who brings him to the center, brings him and introduces him to you and gives him that moral support, is making a huge investment into his real future, isn't he?
Rumbay, when someone embraces Islam, most of the time, if it's a brother or a sister, they have two dreams as soon as they embrace Islam. Number one, they want to be able to pray in Arabic.
SubhanAllah.
They want to be able to say the Arabic words. They want to be able to pray properly. At the same time, the second dream is they want to be able to recite the glorious Quran in Arabic language.
SubhanAllah.
And if you could play that role as a local mentor or a local teacher who has correct tajweed,
If you can get someone to recite the whole Quran now in Arabic, inshallah, this will become a massive thing for him. This individual, not only him, he will remember you for life, but also, inshallah, when he gets married, he'll have children, and after that, all the good deeds that he will do in his life, inshallah, you're playing a massive role. It's an ongoing charity, sadaqah jariyah.
Very quick 5-second clip of the news since today. If we can just run that 5-second clip, please. MashaAllah. That was the new Muslims. And,
look at the smile on their faces. Look at the excitement. And you know, for them, that was their this is their family.
SubhanAllah.
They were really moved.
MashaAllah.
Do dua that we can continue.
Inshallah.
And I think the other thing that was quite interesting, something that you mentioned, Tawfiq Bhai, was the fact that, you know, that jazba to acquire knowledge. Yeah. And Harun Bhai, one thing I've noticed with those people that revert to Islam or convert to Islam, I'm not even too sure what is the best terminology for this. We're going to have to ask Mufti Sahib with regards to this. But one thing I've noticed is that, you know, people can be Muslims for 30, 40, 50 years, but those people that revert to Islam, they, as soon as they realize that something is further upon them, they want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah? As soon as they realize that Hajj is further upon them, they say, okay, we're going this year. Whereas the rest of us will say, oh, we'll wait a couple of years, we'll do this, we'll do this. They want to, you know, it's further, let's do it. It's further, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And they just want that, you know, that thirst is there, that enthusiasm is there.
I've heard that recently, you know, someone embraced Islam about some months back, and when he found out that it's Hajj, he's made a WhatsApp group. He said, he wrote Umrah next year. He wrote, I think he wrote a month as well, I want to go this time. So please, let's do it together.
Allahu Akbar.
There's someone now, he said, next year I'm going Hajj. No, I'm going to go, inshallah.
You know, Tawfiq, you work with these people, tell me this. You know what I find sometimes is that their enthusiasm for the work of deen or for learning is much, much more than those who were born, you know, into a Muslim family. And sometimes we take it for we take it for granted, don't we? We don't appreciate it. Whereas these people, because they have, you know, sometimes, in some cases, they've had to fight hard and, you know, leave family to come into the folds of Islam, and the family have abandoned them. They feel that there's something very important that they've got. And, you know...
You know what it is? For example, say a smartphone. If someone didn't have this, he didn't have a concept, he didn't have a dream. In his environment, he didn't have a concept of a smartphone. And then within time, some years on, you know, he saw certain people of high class, they're using these smartphones. And when that individual gains the smartphone, he will value it. For us, the smartphone is nothing. He'll throw it on the floor. We do it on a daily basis. Tablets, we throw them. And that's exactly with the concept of faith as well. These people who didn't have a faith before, they had to search for it.
Yeah.
You know, I know an individual, he started searching faith, I think 1996, and he embraced Islam 2014.
Allah Akbar.
And he said, my journey started 1996.
Allah Akbar.
And I was looking for faith, I studied, I came to a conclusion, it's Islam.
There was a story I read, and it was really heartwarming, because there were two people travelling, and one was a new Muslim, and they went they were passing a mosque, and it was prayer time. So they went into the mosque, they performed wuzu, and they started praying. And then the old Muslim, he came out, he'd prayed, he came out, and he's waiting and waiting and waiting. And the new Muslim hasn't come out yet. They think, why is he taking so long? And this person came out, and he said, I'm sorry I took so long. Actually, the difficulty I have is that you guys were born into the religion, so it's part of your nature. So when you stand on the prayer mat, you can actually focus. But it took me ages to get my focus before I could start praying, and that's why it took a lot longer to pray. And because the one he was speaking to was just embarrassed to the core, because the reality is that when we're standing on the prayer mat, we don't have that devotion and that some of these new Muslims do.
You know, sometimes for a new Muslim, it might be something small, or because they're unsure, like, should I be doing this or not? And that really frustrates them. It could be something in the wuzu they're not sure of. Do I supposed to wash this part of the body or not? And they'll get confused, and they won't ask anyone. Yeah, but if we give them that environment, and we're so kind with them, we're so close to them, that they're open to us, inshallah they will come. They'll come and ask. And if whilst we are talking on this topic, you know, if there are anyone, if there's any new Muslim community around you, you know, I want to request our viewers today as well that please, please, please look after these people. You know, they need a lot of support. They need a lot of, you know, social support, education side as well. You just need to be for them. You know, make them part of your family. You know, for example, they've embraced Islam. Maybe their family members rejected them. Maybe their local community have rejected them. Maybe their friend circle have rejected them. Maybe their colleagues have rejected them. But they should not feel this. Why? When they embrace Islam, they've actually joined over 2 billion Muslim family. Yeah, they've joined a bigger Muslim family. They're part of you now. You're one body. Why should he feel I'm alone?
Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madri Channel, you're watching the Eid transmission. This is the first day of Eid. We've just got a small package now of Eid here in the UK throughout some of our Fazana Madinas. And whilst that's happening, whilst you're watching that package, we've got all the kids in the studio. They've all been waiting very, very patiently. They've been very, very quiet. May Allah bless them. We're going to get them to sit with us, inshallah. So please watch this package now of Eid celebrations here in the UK, some of the Fazana Madinas around the UK. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. That was just some of the Fazana Madinas here in the UK. Alhamdulillah, I think there was maybe 6 or 7 shown there. Alhamdulillah, moment throughout the UK, we've got approximately 50 buildings here in the UK that contain Madrasatul Madinas, Jamiatul Madinas, Darul Madinas, alhamdulillah, throughout the whole of the UK. Stretching as far south as Southend-on-Sea up until Glasgow, alhamdulillah. So many places are covered. And a lot of activities are taking place. As you can see, we've got the kids here in the studio. They've been very, very patient. They've been all very, very good. They've been good kids so far, haven't they? They've all been good. Behind the camera, they've been sitting down very, very quietly. And during the break, we asked the kids who is going to read and not. And they all like looked away. But only one kid, yeah, mashallah, he said, I will read and not. So we're going to have you, inshallah. You're going to read and not for us now, inshallah. Go on, beta.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah. Aankho ka tara naam hai Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam hai Muhammad. Aankho ka tara
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. It's just nice to see the kids. And Eid is all about celebration, about being happy. And again, having the kids here and they're showing their happiness. And it's nice to see that the young children here are learning Naat. And as we mentioned earlier on, Naat increased the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. And it's nice to see the kids here reciting this. And I think he was a little bit nervous, but MashaAllah. Excellent. Very good, MashaAllah. We should have something here. We should have some Eidi here. I haven't got anything with me. InshaAllah, we'll sort that out afterwards. InshaAllah, Azwajal. We've got a package here of Amir al-Sunnat. On the Hajj, there's a package for us. I think it's just about a 3-minute package, inshallah. We're going to run that package. Can we please have the package of Amir al-Sunnat on Hajj, please?
Ya Rabbana, irhamlana, Ya Rabbana.
Kaflai chal madina, is waqt rami karne ke liye hum ja rahe hain.
Ya Rabbana.
Humne Hajj tarbiyat ishtema mein baar baar batayi thi ke پیدل چلنے کی عادت ڈالیں اگر آپ کی واک کی عادت نہیں ہے پیدل چلنے کی عادت نہیں ہے تو مشکل ہو جائے گی کیونکہ یہاں کئی کئی کلومیٹر چلنا پڑتا ہے
مینا شریف کی مشہور مسجد مسجد الخیف ہمارے سامنے نور برسا رہی ہے السلام علیکم
السلام علیکم
یا انبیاء اللہ
شہر
کریے اپنے ان کے ہاتھ میں رکھ لیجیے بلکہ دو تین زائد لے لیجیے
اثر کے بعد کا وقت ہے 10 ذوالحجہ ہے پہلا دن ہے ویسے ظہر کے بعد بھی مار سکتے ہیں ہم تھوڑا اور لیٹ آئے کیونکہ لیڈیز بھی ساتھ ہیں آپ دیکھیں جبرہ کتنا خالی ہے تھوڑا سا ٹائم زیادہ نکال لیا جائے تو بڑی آسانی سے رمی ہو سکتی ہے بابا کعبہ اس طرف ہے بابا لیفٹ پہ کعبہ ہے رائٹ پہ مینار سیدہ کھڑے
شریف کی میکی میکی فضاؤں میں حاضر ہیں الحمدللہ تو ذوالحجہ شریف کی 11ویں شب ہے نا تو یہ نیاز شریف 11ویں شریف کے کیلے حاجی یعقوب رضا کی طرف سے پیش کیے جا رہے ہیں
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. You could see there that Amir al-Sunnat had performed the Hajj and then they're having the head shaved, Alhamdulillah, throwing the stones in Mina at the Jamarat, Allah, and all the people that were there. Amazing scenes. Pray to Allah, everybody that's watching this program today, and all the Muslims around the world, in fact, are able to at least make this journey at least once in their lifetimes. Channel, you're watching the Eid transmission here, day one of the Eid, and we've just gone now got a kalam from Abdullah Vibai. I've been told it's a kalam, so let's see what Abdullah Vibai has to say, inshallah.
تیرے نا دے تذکرے عرشاں
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله beautiful kalam by Abdul Habib. May Allah Azzajal reward him. Viewers of Madri Channel, you're watching the Eid transmission. This is the first day of Eid, and here we are from the Radford Studios here in the UK. We've got all the children with us. I think they're waiting for the dads to take them out afterwards, inshallah. As we finish this, inshallah, they'll be going out to get something to eat, won't you, inshallah, Azzajal. But on this day of Eid, we need to also reflect that in the last 10 days, when we've been talking about the sacred journey, we've been talking, like Harun Bhai mentioned at the beginning of the program, the sacrifices that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was willing to make when he was willing to sacrifice his son. And in the next month, the Islamic month of Muharram, we're also going to be talking about the sacrifices that the grandsons and his family made on the plains of Karbala. So in life, whatever you wish to achieve, you can only achieve something if you're willing to make some sort of sacrifice. Mashallah, you know, whatever your field is, whether you're a businessman or like Harun Bhai, mashallah, is a barrister, lawyer, accountant, whatever you are in your life, then you've had to make some sort of sacrifices to get to where you are. But unfortunately, when it comes to the deen, when it comes to acquiring the knowledge of the deen, when it comes to striving for the deen, when it comes to pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla, then all of a sudden we don't want to strive, we don't want to struggle, and we want it on a plate. And I was quite taken back by something that Tawfiq mentioned early on by the new brothers, how they had that urge, that zest, that thirst for knowledge.
Who don't know how to read the Quran. These new Muslims are coming into the Madni environment of Dawat Islami and learning the glorious Quran and having the pleasure of reciting it. And yet there are a lot of Muslims out there who won't, you know, read the Quran every day.
Looking at the efforts of the new Muslim brothers at our center in Rochdale, there's a young professional brother, you know, he's a really nice lad, maybe around 30 years of age, maybe older than this. He approached me and he said, Brother Tawfiq, you know, seeing that individual reading yesterday, that hit me. And I'm being open with you, I want to correct my namaz, I want to correct my Quranic path. And alhamdulillah, that brother, he's now, you know, he's joined the class, he's learning, he's put the efforts in. It's amazing, yeah, sometimes you don't know. No, you might be inspiring someone that you might not meet that individual.
You see, but alhamdulillah, all over the UK, in all the different centres that Khalid Bhai mentioned, alhamdulillah, there are adult classes Madrasat al-Madina Balighan, and it's only three or four nights a week, and it's only say half an hour after a namaz or before a namaz, and alhamdulillah within say 8 to 12 weeks, if you can pick up things quite quickly, maybe in 10 weeks you can pick up the basics of tajweed and you can improve your Quran in a very short space of time. And this is an opportunity that we should take.
Adult classes that we provide, you know, which you said Madrasat al-Madina Balighan, or weekly adult classes, these classes are very flexible. Now say for example Harumba, you're really busy and you can't give 3 days a week. If you can give 1 day a week, give that. If you can give 1 day in the month, give that.
We've got students who come once a week.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, come down. You have to give time. You know, this Eid is Eid of Qurbani, isn't it? Qurbani means sacrifice. So we need to, one of the lessons we learn from this Eid is we need to give sacrifice for Islam.
Yeah.
We need to sacrifice our time, our youth for Islam, for your own benefit, not for your own education, yeah, for your own spiritual development. And we have to sacrifice. We have to sacrifice, you know, time, give quality time to your family members. Not just be with them, give them quality time. And when you're with them, be fully switched towards them. Now, don't think here and there. When you're with your parents, you're with your parents, not with your friends, not with anyone else. You know, these are beautiful lessons what Islam teaches us. Mm-hmm. And the time of Eid of Qurban, this it reminds us, it gives us reminders that alhamdulillah we need to move forward in our life and learn to sacrifice things for other people.
Viewers of Madani Channel, you've been watching the Eid transmission here from the UK. It's the first day of Eid. Eid Mubarak to all of you. And I hope that Allah greets you with this Eid with strong iman and happiness. And I pray to Allah Azawajal that all the Muslims around the world can spend this time in happiness. There are many, many Muslims around the world that we all know of that do not have the food, do not have the shelter, do not have the protection that we all have here in the UK. And at these times when we're all celebrating and being happy, we need to remember our Muslims that are not as fortunate as we are. And please remember our less fortunate Muslims in your du'as, so that they, inshallah, so they can celebrate the Eid in the same way that we have been celebrating Eid. You've been watching Madani Channel, the Eid transmission. It's day one, inshallah. Over the next 3 days, there'll be different Eid transmissions. So keep watching Madani Channel, and inshallah, over the next couple of days, inshallah, there'll be new programs that are going to be released in the English language, inshallah. So keep watching Madani Channel, and inshallah, we'll see you all soon. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity.